be a little more put together for this one.
Yeah. Okay. We got this. We got this. Right.
Oh shit. We got this. An intro.
Fuck. Right. Hold on. No. Okay. Hello, K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. My name is Melissa. I know a little bit about K-pop, I guess. At least not compared to my fellow co-host.
Hi, I'm Dominique.
And Daniel and Jamie are not here. Unfortunately, they're out being adults in the world.
They left us to run this. This was a horrible mistake.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys listened to the last one. It was great, wasn't it?
We were totally put together and calm and composed, and
we're definitely good at our jobs, right? Right. So, continuing our talk on our favorite songs from 2021, got through half the year last time.
Hooray!
We're halfway through the year.
We only went a little over time.
Oh, it's fine. We're good. You know what? We're gonna kick it off. We're gonna be nice and smooth this time, and you guys are gonna love these suggestions.
Maybe. I'm pessimistic. Leave me alone. Alright.
Yeah, well, how about you start it then?
Alright. Starting off with a bang in July 2021. / end of June 2021.
Probably more closer to June, like end of June, but
we're supposed to be more put together. Stop distracting me.
Go, yeah.
Okay. 2PM made its grand comeback with Make It. It was wonderful. It was everything we needed, and yes, they were actually built.
Yeah, that music video is also really good, so.
Yeah. Weird, but really good.
I'm not arguing it.
It's a choice for all three of us. Hey, next one's yours.
I thought the next one was yours.
No, it's Lazy. It's yours.
I guess it's both of us then. So the next song is he the lead singer? I'm pretty sure he's the lead singer, right?
Yes, you caught me drinking water.
This is mine. So the lead singer from the band The Rose had a solo song called Lazy that came out. I just really like him as a vocalist, to be fair.
I mean, it all started with his song called Face.
Yeah, I just really like him. It's a good song, though. Please go listen to it.
Yes. Moving on. So we debated, and we're going to slightly kind of go fuck the rules and choose Is This a Bad Bitch Number by Soyeon, because I did like it more than her title track.
Yeah, it's
I'm
very,
sorry.
It's very good, and it features, what, three other people?
Two. It features PB and Youngji.
So I think just looking at, like, the title track when that album came out, that was the one that stuck out. And then, like, we were listening to it, like, when the album dropped, and it's just like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, and then the video they made for it.
Is her, like, literally, like, picking up a phone and going, is this bad bitch number?
Yeah, that's how it starts, but it's like, that was really good. And I liked how they included all three of them, like, actually.
We have some good, like, equal parts, honestly, even though it's Soyeon's song.
Yeah.
So.
And then from there, I always have to have her at least once a year.
Assuming she actually has a song once a year, which I'm pretty sure she does.
She does. It's great. At least I'm getting fed by Girls' Generation this way, if nothing else. And that was Taeyeon's song, Weekend. It's just a mood song, guys. Like, holy crap, is that a mood?
It felt like also, like, peak summer kind of song.
Yeah, it was, like, really, like, clean cut, and you just really just want to laze there, especially, you know, for us, living where we live.
I think the next two are also still technically yours.
It's probably mine / Jamie, because I don't think she'd argue against them.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is Stupid Love Song by Akdong Musician, or Akmu and Crush. And then Love Peace by Tiger JK. Like, I couldn't not have Tiger JK's thing. Like, Love Peace was really good.
And it's just Tiger JK.
They don't have to know that part. Right. Then we hit like peak summertime.
Literally a summer album from a group that we all love. Even Daniel.
And Need a Win.
And Need a Win, which Need we haven't win. Talked about enough on here, right?
They need a win. I'm not going to stop until they have a win, okay?
Okay, yeah. This is Because from Dreamcatcher, guys.
Yes, Because was good.
It really was, even though it's a very, like, twisted and demented song.
It's a yandere song!
It's a very twisted and demented song. Yandere's.
Please go see our other K-pop... Not our K-pop, what the hell? Our other anime podcast.
We're put together.
Yeah. Anyway, that blended bit of advertisement aside, from Because, we move into another song that featured BB. You guys, if you guys can't tell, we really like BB here. And that was Second by Hyo featuring BB. Man, that was a good song.
It really so was. Good. So and then so it became a really funny like TikTok challenge too. Like some of those videos are hysterical to see.
Yeah. From there, I felt like we had to have Sunmi because like, why not? But Tail was just too weird for my blood. So I chose Sit. You can't sit with us. More zombies, guys. More zombies.
The video itself is very strange.
It's okay. She's just flying through the air with pink handguns.
And she threw a pot out of the window and killed the guy that was, like, confessing his love for her.
It's fine. This and then, is fine. Like,
through love, I guess he got revived?
It's fine. Sunmi is a queen. Leave her alone.
It was a good song, though. It's very catchy.
Anyway, speaking of queens. Segway. Red Velvet. Came back as five.
The queens.
With Queendom. Great segue. Also a very good song. Very subtle segue.
I mean, they literally start just by saying, queens.
And then they go on to say queens and kings.
Because we are queens and kings.
Hey, don't get us copyright stricken.
Fine, I stopped.
Okay. From there, I don't know if this would be a JB choice. I know this is, personally for me, one of my choices. And that was Party for the Night by Gray featuring Loco. There's not much to say. I really liked it. Go check it out. If you don't know Gray, where have you been? If you don't know Loco, where have you been?
More along the lines of, like, the gay hip-hop scene, right?
Okay, they have pretty much just straight mainstream now, like all AOMG is.
Fine.
Let's be real.
Everything's fine.
And then we hit September 2021, and we had pretty much like my all-time favorite song of that year, of 2021. And that was Hate That featuring Key and Tan. No actual romantic chemistry at all between these two, but that song was fucking great.
I'm not surprised that you would like lean towards this being like your favorite song from the year.
It has everything. It is a recipe for success from the beginning.
It really was.
Yeah. So I ranted about that. Jamie would agree. All three of us agree.
It's definitely a good song. Heartbreaking, but
it's a great song. Shh.
If you ever go and can find their stage from their New Year's concert.
It's no chemistry whatsoever.
It's very awkward to see them because they just like stand back to back and they never look at each other.
Yep, no chemistry whatsoever. But they're, not in that sense, at least.
But they're both great vocalists. Yes. And putting them together is like...
Match made in heaven.
Yeah, basically.
The next song we have to mention, just because of like... I think this is a first in K-pop where... people in a romantic relationship actually released a song together, and everyone knew about the relationship, because Joy and Crush did release a song together, but that was pre-everyone knowing about their dating status. But this was, like, very out and about, front-to-the-face kind of thing, and that's Hyuna and Dawn's Ping Pong. I will be completely honest, I didn't really like it, but I don't know if that's because of the song or if that was because of just the outfits. It was a lot, guys.
I think it's mostly the outfits, because
yeah,
the
oh yeah. I'm sorry, but Dawn's outfits was just too much. Like, I expect it from Hyuna, but what the heck was that?
Honestly, without the lyrics, though, some of the stuff just doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Because there's a part in there where they say, "You're my darling." And it sounds like they're
saying, "You're
like,
my dolly."
When Dawn is saying it, it sounds like he's saying, "You're my dolly," and it's just like
it was interesting when we first heard that. There was it like would fit perfectly into a K-pop misheard lyrics kind of situation.
It really would.
Anyway, from there, another song recommendation from a great vocalist. That'd be "Red Lipstick" by Lehigh. Yes.
Jamie would not argue this.
I mean, she's such a great vocalist. They, like, people should really listen to her music more. And then we start getting into the very much more, like, biased area.
Me. My favorite song from 2021. Deja Vu from 80s. I'm so sorry, NCT. Because Deja Vu was just so good. I was in love with that song from when they dropped just the, like, 1 minute little, like, teaser. Because they were, like, doing this, like, pre-voting on, like, what song they were going to actually use for their title track. And I was in love with that song from, like, day one. And I will never regret it. That song is amazing.
Okay, I'm going to cut her off here before she just keeps going.
Please support.
Next song. This is still your field.
Yeah, it's still me. And comparative of what other songs ITZY came out with, I think Loco is the better song. And I think it's just the catchier song that, like, I enjoy listening to a lot more. And I find more appealing to, you know, listen to over and over again. And I will dance to it.
So, thoughts on ITZY, go see that deep dive.
You're not wrong. Thanks for plugging.
We have so many plugs these two episodes.
Continuing, though, I think
we have to mention Key's actual title track, because Hate, that was a pre-release. And that was Key's Bad Love. That was a good song.
It really was. His outfits in that are very strange. His stages look very strange.
It's Key. That should explain everything. It's Key. If you know anything about that whole thing, it's just the answer is Key.
Maybe one day soon we'll do a shiny deep dive.
Eventually. We reach October, and that was just pretty much Melissa's domain.
Yeah. Again. And this is because I had to at least put one NCT song on here. The NCT really didn't have a lot that came out in 2021. Because, like, their first album was in February. They didn't come back until September.
Technically speaking, you could have not chosen Favorite and just gone with the other one.
No, I have to have 127.
Fucking God. All right, keep going.
And Favorite, to me, was better than Sticker.
She would have chosen Sticker, the B-sides, but they didn't fall into our rules.
Yeah, because honestly, of, you know, between their album and then the repackage, Lemonade. Lemonade's where it's at. I can't technically recommend that. So I went with Favorite because I think Favorite is better than Sticker.
And then your new trap is?
Yeah, I blame my friend on this. And that would be for 17. And I just really liked this entire album. And the title track for that album is Rock With You. And I think that's because it had that rock vibe that I do enjoy the most. But it's also just very catchy, and I'm slowly going to try and be able to name all of them.
What is wrong with you and always choosing giant groups?
I don't know. Right now, my smallest group is 8 members.
I can't help you there. November 2021. This is still Melissa.
Yeah, and I can't explain why I really liked this song. It was just very catchy to me, and that's Maverick from The Boys.
It just pissed me off. There was I swear to God, I've heard this like as a different song before they came out with Maverick, and I can't put my fucking finger on it.
And I didn't argue that because mad. I think when the teaser came out for it, we were sitting there going, "Why does this sound familiar? What fucking song is this? It sounds so much like another song, and none of us can figure out what it is." But the song itself, I really enjoy.
Yeah. The next two I will take. And that's because I never thought I would see Tiara come back as Tiara, even if it's only four members. And their song Tiki Taka. Props to them. They had to pretty much do everything on their own to come out with this song, and it sounded great. Like, yeah, that's all I can really say. Props. And then I believe this would be a Jamie choice mostly, but I agree with her. Yeah. Three-way agreement. And that was Hua says I'm a bitch. It's not actually bitch, but it's bih. But, you know. Korean.
B-I-C-H.
Yep. So. And then from there, we move into the last month of the year. / end of November. And that first song right there is Chungha's Killing Me. We did think about adding Bicycle, but I think we all had kind of like our own like individual issues with Bicycle. So
Bicycle
never
took a weird turn for Chungha, at least compared to Killing Me. So,
but Killing Me was pretty up there with my style preferences. So I would recommend Killing Me of Chungha's songs. The next one's yours.
The next one is mine, and I know you guys don't argue this, so this one was ATEEZ. It was a very quick turnaround of we're going to have another comeback before the end of the year, and that was with Turbulence. And it's a very feelsy song, since it's all about...
I think you
should have
picked Turbulence over the other one, but alright.
I cried a Turbulence, okay?
Okay, instead of talking about Melissa's weird issues with this song...
It's a good song.
We have BB's The Weeknd. Good song. Again, just a lot of BB. All the BB, guys. Just all the BB and all the IU.
She spoiled this song before it actually got like an official release. Because she performed it at a concert.
Yeah.
But it's it's a very good catchy song.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, go look it up. Next one's yours again.
Yeah, and that is way too many members coming back at one time.
God, you have problems.
I really do. So NCT did a group with all of the members, almost all of the members. There's 23 total. Only 21 of them actually contributed in this song, and that is beautiful. And that is just NCT 2021. It's a very good, heartfelt song, and it made me cry. I cried at 1 o'clock in the morning. I stayed awake just to watch that music video when it came out, and I sat there crying like a baby at 1 a.m.
I was just sleeping like a normal fucking human being.
And then you woke up to me, like, posting on Twitter going, yeah, not me just crying like a baby at 1 a.m.
That was legitimately the first thing I saw, because, like, I was clearing out my notifications in my phone, and then I was just like, what the fuck?
It's a good song.
No, you want to talk about good songs, then you go to Bam Bam's song featuring Seurgi with Who Are You. Just barely made the cut, guys. Yeah.
It came out on, like, December 28th.
Yeah. Barely made the cut.
The last one that we have on here also barely made the cut, and that's Beauty and the Beast from The Rose.
It's because he finally stopped doing his solo activities and was like, oh yeah, I was in a band.
So, like, it was literally, like, right at the tail end of December.
I forgot. I was in a band.
That's also a really good song.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. Huh. The honorable mentions pretty much are all, not all, but most of the songs that we weren't able to really, quote-unquote, choose due to our restrictions of the rules. So we went, fuck it, we're just going to give them honorable mentions. And I think the first one I'm going to choose is, what was it? Rosé is Gone. Despite how much it reminded me of, like, a Taylor Swift song, it was a good song because Rosé is a good vocalist. Like, there's really no denying it. And if you do, I'm sorry, but you're just wrong. I do wish they would let her sing more in her actual, like, voice, but... Those are small gripes.
Still a good song to give a listen to, especially if you like, you know, like a Taylor Swift style song.
Gone and On the Ground, pretty much.
I think her entire album is kind of down that route, but I think because they also have very similar tones.
They do.
That it does make a lot of sense.
It just, that's just kind of the image it invokes for us. If it's different for you, it is what it is. Next honorable mention is Melissa's actual choice for NCT.
Yeah, this was the better song that they came out with throughout the year, and that was Gimme Gimme. It was their Japanese release back in February that it was actually supposed to come out in 2020, and then they pushed it back for like 2 months. But it's a very good, very twisted song, technically. But it's catchy as all hell.
Yeah,
and her album's really catchy.
And I'm sure you know we can't leave this out lest we be flamed and burned to the ground. A BTS song. But I will say it is not Butter. It is not Permission to Dance. It's actually one of their Japanese. It's one of the Japanese songs, and it's BTS's Film Out. I am so sorry, but I don't like Butter. I don't like Permission to Dance. I honestly didn't even really like Dynamite. Was it Dynamite?
Yeah.
What came after Dynamite? It was Butter, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Dynamite was probably the best of the three of like the all English kind of like big title tracks. But I don't really like any of them, because I'll be honest, it just makes them sound very generic boy band, and I wish they would go back to their early days.
Film Out was really good, though.
Film Out was good.
When that one came out, like, we did sit down and, like, listen to that, and it was one that, like, I could actually listen to more often.
I prefer their either more rap-heavy stuff or, like, the slower ballad stuff, honestly. So, Film Out was right there for me. From there, we have Melissa's thing again.
Yeah. So what? I like NCT groups. This one is Wavy's Kickback, because it's just very catchy, and I will always dance to this.
Brainwashing us.
It's Kick It All Over Again.
Stop. And then I have to say, I want Oogie to release more solos, because Giants was fucking great. Like, Giants was a really good song. I want more songs from Oogie. And that's basically my gist.
And then she did also have Bonnie and Clyde. I think Giants was the better song.
I preferred Giants, but I do like both songs.
Both are very good songs. And I hope Oogie's doing well. She's very popular.
She dyed her hair blonde.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Anyway. And we return back yet again to Melissa.
Hey,
she's not NCT trash.
Hey, you also said though that you liked this song, and I would also recommend it.
Too much NCT.
It's fine. This is just, it's 10 solo song for Paint Me Naked.
Okay, there's not much else to say. The next,
I will also low key shill Ten and Yang Yang's song with Lolo.
No, it's also stop. Very good. Cease and desist. They're not on our list.
No, it's good. It's fine.
Hurry up and finish with your last one.
Okay, the last one was The Feels from Twice. And I think that's partially, I kind of put it on here because it really did become a really big meme song, I feel. Like, it's something that I see all the time on TikTok. Because everyone dances to it. But it's a very catchy song and dance. So I won't argue on that one.
One of the biggest third gen groups out there, so if we don't mention them, it's kind of like we're remiss in our duties.
Mm-hmm. So
anyway,
is there anything else that we might have missed for honorable mentions?
No, it's fine. This is fine. We're running out of time, and Daniel might want to say something of like what was some of his favorite songs from The Descent.
He should. Hey, Daniel, way over there in your cave, come out for a second and tell us what your thoughts were on some of your favorite songs from 2021 that we showed you.
From specifically The Descent, yes.
Yeah, what she said.
And go.
What the hell is that? Is that a mic? Oh my god, yes. Hello, my name is Daniel, and my friends threw me down this cave, and there's a note. give us your favorite descent songs and we'll let you go. Come the fuck on! Okay, fine. Okay, so my favorite songs that I had to listen to this year for Descent, I have like at least four of them, and I have one honorable mention, and I'll get to that one later. But first one I really liked was FT Island's Wind. That was kind of my first introduction to like K-Rock. I thought that was a really good song, really epic. I kind of stayed on repeat on my Spotify for a bit. Second song on my list is Lucy's Buddy. That was a fun song. I got really nostalgic fun vibes from it, and I mean like fun the band, not fun the feeling, but it was still a fun song. I thought it was a really catchy song to listen to. Third song on my list, this one shouldn't come as any surprise, but it's Epic Highs Based on a True Story. That one got me in my feels so hard. And it was like my perfect night driving song, just lost my own thoughts, and it's a song that I think everyone should listen to when they're in that kind of mood. Next up is I Use Cruel Scary Fairy Tale. That was a fun one. I know this is not like indicative of her later song styles, but I thought this was a kind of a neat song. I don't really get to hear this kind of vibe very often, this kind of fairy tale, creepy vibe, and I thought it was fun. Last song that was from the set, and that was Hwasa's Maria. I just thought it was a badass fucking song. This made you feel like strutting down the streets and just not giving a fuck. That was really fun. And last song is hasn't been featured on the set, but I have to give an honorable shout out because it nearly made my number one most repeated song on my Spotify list. And that was Jackson Wang's LMLY, Leave Me Loving You. And I completely blame Jamie for just exposing that song to me, and it's been on repeat ever since. And I kind of made me a Jackson Wang fan. I look forward to his work now, so thanks a lot, Jamie. All right. Now, are you going to let me out, or...
Well, that was good to hear.
So, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on the iTunes... Is it iTunes?
Apple Podcast?
I don't know. And the Podcast, Spotify...
wherever you're listening to us.
Yes. Wherever you're listening to us, and go follow us on all of the social medias. There's links to everything that we do on Twitter at our, not only our individual channel, but also our individual channels, our individual Twitter pages, and our podcast, general podcast one of @NGP Productions. And where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Subject Despair.
Mine is Atlas the Raven.
And you can find our non...
missing co-host.
Yeah, our non-present others. Daniel is @DanyanSenpai.
And yeah. I'm still not sure.
I'm pretty sure. I looked it up earlier. Okay. Yeah, he can correct me if I'm wrong later. It's fine.
And you can find Jamie at...
Violet Dreadly.
Yes. All the social medias.
And please, when you follow us on Twitter, feel free to join our Discord where you can keep in touch with us and the cast members of all of our other programs.
There's a lot.
There's something for everyone out there.
I think we need to be wrapping up now, like actually saying bye.
Yeah. So thanks for everyone for listening. And is there a specific thing that we have to say when we leave?
I think there was, but... No, I can only remember the weeb one.
I know.
Well, bye!
Well, thanks, everyone!
Run.